State women's basketball head coach here in just a second. The Cats open up a week from tonight with their first exhibition game. That'll be against Washburn on November 2nd. The K-State men play on Friday, by the way, against Emporia State to open up their exhibition season. K-State women 19-14 last year, got back to the WNIT. Now, that was an 8-win improvement from 2013-14. They went 7-11 in the Big 12 last year and actually bring back 61% of the scoring, 70% of the rebounding, 8 letter winners back from last year. And as we welcome in Jeff Mitty here to Wildcat Insider, Coach, I know you talked the other day at Media Day about how you have really two distinct different groups of people. You have a group of newcomers and a group of players that have been around, and it's been challenging to get everybody on the same page. How would you say, maybe just an update on the progress of that here through practice so far?
Well, it's still been a mixed bag. I just walked off the court, so, you know, that's some days good, some days bad. Today was kind of a mixed bag as well. I thought early in practice was pretty good, and then we put a lot on them today because we're still in that phase of putting stuff out. We're healthier than we've ever been. We had a full complement of players today, and so that was good. But, you know, anytime you have that, you have some struggles. And we put a lot in. We will have everything in by the end of the week. So this is a high volume week of a lot of information.
Jeff Mitty is our guest. Jeff, I wanted to ask you briefly about Shea Martin and her game and how it has grown through the off season. How much better a player is she now going in? I just really appreciate what she brings to the table with work ethic and seems to have a really good feel for the game, and I think it's going to be a fine player for you.
Yeah, you know, she does so much for us, Wyatt. You know, she just that plays any position we ask her to play. She can process a lot of things quickly. Where she's made the most improvement, though, I think she's better in the inside. She's worked real hard at the mid-range game. I think you're going to see her. She struggled making shots last year. I mean, her offensive game's a work in progress, but I think she'll score more points this year. I think she'll have a more well-rounded offensive game than she had a year ago.
I know another thing that you talked about the other day, that the group was offensively challenged last year. How much improvement are you expecting this year in that department with some of the new faces that you brought in?
Well, that's a good question. Right now, I don't, you know, right now it's hard because you're asking me 3 weeks in. And, you know, one of the things we coaches, we look back on film, and of course you're looking at film from game 30 of a year ago, so you don't look too bad compared to how you look 3 weeks into practice. So that's never a good comparison. I think we have more weapons. I think we have better size. I think we can move more pieces around, which is one of the goals. But we also have a lot of unproven players in those positions.
Jeff, I on Media Day had an opportunity to talk with Kaylee Page and to Megan Dynas. I'm curious as to what your thoughts are about those players right now and how maybe they can help you right out of the gate.
Yeah, I think both can really help us. Both, I think, have good instincts for the game. Both are bigger skilled players. Dynas goes 6'1", Kaylee 6'2"-ish. Both can shoot the three. Both can go inside. So, that, you know, that's part of that versatility I was talking about, being able to move some pieces around that we really couldn't do as much last year as I would have liked. So, you know, one of the problems, one of the challenges we face right now, and I think this is what's given our team some challenges early, is that in moving those pieces around, they're a little more uncertain. And, of course, the more pieces you move, the more fundamentals can get compromised. And so we're in that phase right now where those two can really help us as we get more comfortable and as our fundamentals get better with what we're trying to do.
Jeff Mitty, K-State women's basketball coach with us here on Wildcat Insider. Bree Lewis last year had a great season for you, honorable mention, All-Big 12, averaged 11 points, 6 rebounds a game. But where has she really come along in the offseason?
Yeah, I thought she had a great offseason. Thought the summer was fantastic. Her early part here in the fall, I thought she dominated the early part of the fall. A lot of half-court stuff. Now that we've gone full, she hasn't quite been as good, but one of the things in practice earlier today was, I asked everybody, I said, said, okay, you got to have 10 great possessions in a row, and your season's on the line. Who you throwing the ball to? And every single one of them said Three Lewis. And I said, that's the right answer. You know, now she's got to accept that responsibility. She's got to accept the fact that if she has that kind of presence, she'll make everybody around her better. Ironically, the next 10 possessions, we scored in about 9 of them. And it wasn't just Bree Lewis. She took that challenge. Her team, that was the focus, and that was the best part of practice today.
Coach Jeff Mitty is our guest as the Wildcat women will, at least from my perspective, unbelievably start the exhibition season a week from tonight. That doesn't seem possible, does it?
It never seems possible to us, Wyatt, but the players are like, holy cow.
Yeah, let's get there.
We just came out of about a 3.5-hour practice, and they're saying the game seems a long ways away to them.
let me ask you, in all sincerity, about Bree Craig. I get the sense that you feel like she can really – expand her game for you this year. What about Bree Craig these days?
She was our most improved player this summer. I thought she had a great off-season workout, and I thought she did expand her game. You know, everybody knows she can shoot the three, and she can shoot it deep, and she's had a ton of big games in her career, but there have been inconsistencies too. You know, there have been big games, and there have been games where she's disappeared. My challenge to her is she needs to get the free throw line more. I think there's so much more in her to score, but she's too reliant on one phase of the game. So that's been our challenge to her. She looks better in the half court than she does when she still has the habits to run to the three-point line all the time. But she had a great offseason, and we're just – I may have to force her down there with Cullen plays, you know, to get her in there, because it may not be her natural place to go. But I'm confident that if we do that, she's worked hard to get her skills better there.
What about Kindred Wiesman? I know she did a lot of different things for you last year. How much different will her role be this year, or will it be much different?
Well, her role's not going to be different. The thing I'm probably most proud about Kindred is she's kind of learned to be a leader in a different way. You know, she's always been a very demanding leader in regard. She expects a lot out of her teammates, and sometimes she screams it instead of, you know, finding different ways to reach players. She's matured in that way, and there's some levity with what, you know, she can say to her teammates and even her coaches. I was all over there today in practice. She couldn't make a shot, and I was just all over, and she made, like, some layup, and she ran all the way back down right in front of me and said, "You gonna say anything now, Coach?" I said, "I gotta praise you on an easy layup." She goes, "Well, if you're gonna jump me on the other 9, Mrs." And I like that. I like the fact that she's, you know, learned to laugh a little bit, but also she takes it very serious. But I think she has needed to relax more out there at times. And I think she's got a real good pace to her right now as a point guard. We like I said earlier, we had a really good part of practice today, and then we had a really rough part of practice. Even in the rough part of practice today, Kindred was leading in a much better way than she would have a year ago.
Talking with Jeff Mitty on Wildcat Insider. Before we let you go, Coach, I know we mentioned that the season starts for you a week from today, and you have a week, obviously, leading up to that where you may figure out some things. But when you do get out there on the floor to take on Washburn, take on a team that's wearing different jerseys, what types of things are you going to be looking for at this point in the season?
Well, I'm going to be looking for how fundamental we stay. You know, that's one of the things. I think for us to be a good basketball team, a successful basketball team, the fundamentals are going to have to be critical. We're going to have to take care of the basketball. We're going to have to be an efficient team. I want us to understand our identity. I want to make sure we're still playing inside out, even though I do think we shoot the ball a lot better. Defensively, the same thing we always look for. We look for effort, effort, effort. We look for a competitiveness there. It's our job as coaches to work through what the other team is trying to do against us to help our team. But I'm going to be looking for the effort things, and I'm going to be looking for the fundamental things to see if our team is able to stay in those things throughout the game.
Well, Coach, appreciate the time as always, and excuse me, and joining us. Best of luck as you get the season rolling, and hopefully we'll talk to you soon.
Guys, I appreciate it. Thanks.
That's Jeff Mitty with us, K-State women's basketball head coach here on Wildcat Insider. Again, Monday, November 2nd, the season starts with an exhibition tilt against Washburn. They have another exhibition on the 9th against Pitt State.